believe. And what we're talking about is the essence of chet, referring back to the original chet of Adam HaRishon. And what I want to get to, which is equally as important, is the essence of teshuva. It doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash, per se, that Adam HaRishon did teshuva. That should be the source of teshuva, should be Adam HaRishon did a chet, Adam HaChava did a chet, Adam HaRishon do teshuva. We have to look at what that is and what teshuva is altogether. And what I pointed out in the last few shiurim, just to refresh your memory, is that the nature of the chet, we have to be careful not to be take a Jewish view I think we're so indoctrinated by society that we don't look at things, let the Torah speak to you. What is it really saying? The chet of Adam HaRishon was a chet that was done, as I keep repeating, according to the Rambam, and most of them, he says all the Mepharshim, during the Sheshes Yimei Breishis. So the chet of Adam HaRishon wasn't something that man was created, put in this world like us, and messed up. That's not what happened. The chet was on Friday. It was on Yom HaShishi, before Shabbos. And on Yom HaShishi was the story of the Eitz Hadas. And the story of the Eitz Hadas means to say that the story of the Eitz Hadas, the chet of the Eitz Hadas, even the hiding in the garden and Hashem telling us we're going to be expelled from the garden, all that was part of the creation. That's what's important. That's different than when we do a chet. It was all part of the creation. It was all there. It all happened on Friday. So says the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. Means to say that when we look at what happened in the Eitz Hadas and putting the questions aside, was there a Yetzer Hara? Wasn't there a Yetzer Hara? Let's leave it aside because it's a bit of a red herring. What it really means is that what took place there in Gan Eden, with the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz HaChaim, was a tweak of the human condition. Because until that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us like He created Malachim. He created Malachim, He created a world, He created Malachim. We were Yodea Tov. We were Yodea Tov, like a Malach knows Tov. When the Nachash's idea was that if you really want to be like God, you want to be Kelokim, you have to be Yodea Tov Vera. You have to be part of this world. Tov Vera means you're part of this world, down to earth. If you really want to be effective in this world, and La'avdo, La'shamra, you have to really get the world. You have to be part of the world, and you have to be familiar with the Ra of this world, the suffering of the world, the evil of the world. That's part of it. So Adam and Chava bought into the apple deal, and they ate from the Eitz Hadas, and all of a sudden, we learned the situation didn't change. They were born, created naked. All of a sudden, they were naked. But at the beginning, it was lo yishpashashu. There was no busha, and now there was busha. Busha was created. What the Torah tells us, the essential immediate difference that happened after the eating of the Eitz Hadas is, oh boy, we're naked. And they took Te'ena, and they covered themselves. The Midah of Busha. What is the Midah of Busha? Person's embarrassed. Why? I explained on Sunday. It's a complex emotion. It's a human emotion to be embarrassed. It was something that we received when we ate from the Eitz Hadas. So here's the Yesod. The Yesod is that what took place was a malach does a job, like an employee does a job. When we're Yodea Tov Vera, once we ate from the Eitz Hadas, we became human, went from malach to human, and now we became balabayit in this world. That's the Yuk Elikim. Doesn't mean that Hashem is not the balabayit. Of course Hashem is the balabayit, but let's call it the CEO. of the world, meaning we've taken a huge amount of responsibility. You want to do that? Eight from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. You want to be Kelukim, you have a tremendous amount of responsibility. Now, it comes out, in short, that what it means to do a chet from now on or from then on is that I have violated my responsibility for what I'm supposed to be doing here in this world as an Adam. This is very important. It's important, like today, it's important. In other words, it's a new thing. It's not a matter of, I sinned. You know, that's why I'm saying this. We have to be Jewish here. It's like, I sinned. You know, why did I sin? The devil made me do it. The snake made me do it. My wife made me do it. You know, it's there's all of this denial. No, there's no excuses if you're the boss. Either you're successful or you're not successful. Excuses and denial and creating a story, that all works if you're not in charge of the bottom line. So that all works. I will fire you, I won't fire you. But if you are actually in charge of the enterprise, so what's the point of making any of these excuses? Did you make money? Did you lose money? Is the project working? Is the project not working? There's no place when you have responsibility, there's no place for denial, and there's a lot of room for busha. Because whether I succeed or whether I fail, there is echpatiyut, because it's mine, it's my world. I've taken responsibility for the world. So once I've taken responsibility, yodea tovra, it's not just I'm aware of my nakedness. It's much more than that. I have a different level of responsibility. I haven't taken the responsibility seriously. That is a chet. Everybody with me until there? I haven't said anything new. All this I've said before. If that's the nature of chet, ad hayom hazeh. See, I want to just take a little bit of a tangent, but a good one. This week's parasha, Kisava Yal Aretz. You come to Eretz Yisrael, and you bring Bikurim, right? We were a nation of farmers, by and large, throughout Yehuda, Shomron, Negev, Golan. We were a nation of farmers. It was an agricultural nation, and we started to plant things, and something grows, a grape, something, bring it to Hashem. Bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the first parsha. The unbelievable, look, if you look in the Chumash, there's such a you take the Ten Amiyadecha, it's every single Jew. And then he says, Vanisa v'amarta livnei Hashem alekecha. You come and you say the following to Hashem. In other words, you're standing in front of the Kohen, standing in front of the Beis HaMikdash, and you're in the Azara, and you're holding your fruit, and you say the following, Arami oived avi v'yered mitzrayma, v'yagar sham bimseima ot, v'yih sham l'gay gadol otzum v'rab, v'yorei osanu amitzrim. We went through Lavan Harami, we went through the Egyptians, v'yanuna, they made us suffer, v'yidnu aleinu avoid akasha, they made us into slaves, v'nitzak el Hashem alakei avisenu, v'yishma Hashem eskaleinu, we cried out to Hashem. This is all over the grape. This is, like, he sounds like you know, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. This Yiddel with the fruit. I'm sorry. The boss is not here. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. This is the climax of the speech. He brought me here. We're here in Eretz Yisrael. Like, we could all say this. What's the speech for? What is the essence of the speech? The speech is a speech to say, we went through all this. Hashem helped us to get here. We got here to Eretz Yisrael. I planted, something grew, things are happening over here, and I'm taking my achrayus I'm taking my responsibility seriously, and that's why I'm here with the first of my fruit. In other words, he has to do review in his mind and for the Kohen all of history, all of Jewish history, to say that I've come here now to show that I'm making a tikkun for the original chet, and I have taken responsibility. So this bringing of Bikurim is taking responsibility. What's it called in the Lashon of Mishnah, the speech? Vidui. What's that have to do with vidui? You go to the next parsha. This happens every 3 years. Kisechalo la'asir kol maser tuas rabashona shlishis. You'll come to the third year. V'nasato la levi la ger la yosam la mona. V'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu, and you ate. V'yamarcha lifnei Hashem alekecha. And now you make another speech. Every 3 years you come in front of the Kohen. Doesn't have to be the Kohen Gadol. You know, Yassel Kohen. You make a speech. V'yamarcha lifnei Hashem alekecha. B'yarti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. Gam nasativ la levi, la ger, la yosem, la mona, kechol mitzvesecha, asher tzivisani. I've done everything that you've told us to do. La yavarti mi mitzvesecha, v'loi shachachti. I have not left any of my obligations undone, and I didn't forget a thing. La chalti bo'ini mimene, la yavarti mene betamei, la nasati mimene lamei, shamati b'kor la shem alikai, asisi kechol asher tzivisani. I listened to what you told me to do. And now he comes and he says an unbelievable tefillah, Hashki Yifa, right? Mimoin katshecha min ha-shamayim. Take a look, to look down on us from the shamayim. Uvarech es amcha es Yisrael ves ha-adoma asher nosata lanu kasher nishbata laviseinu erez avas chalu. Hashem, have mercy on your people. Take care of your people. Unbelievable thing, by the way. What's this called?
Vidui
Maestros. Vidui. Vidui. Why Vidui? But this is, why don't... Vidui, he comes and he takes some miser, right? We all do that. Take some miser. If you grow something, you take miser, you know, or else you're soymach on the rabbanut to take the miser or something. We all give miser ksavim. He comes and he sounds like such a grace and tzaddik. Hashki, yifa, miboin katshecha min ha-shamayim. Now take care, right? Varech es amcha es Yisrael ves ha-adama asher nasata lanu. Rashi says so beautifully. It's a Mishnah. Asisi kechol asher tzivisani, I've done everything that I've had to do. Says Rashi, samachti v'simachti. I was happy and I made other people happy. Beautiful Rashi, that means that's everything you have to do. I'm sameach b'dvar Hashem v'simachti. So here, let me ask you a very simple question. You put on tefillin in the morning. You don't have to make a speech. I've done everything. You keep kosher. You kosher your house. You put on the talus. Build your sukkah. Make a little speech. Go in front of the Kohen and say, I made a sukkah. So you gave meiser. Yafeh. It's a mitzvah, like one of the 613 mitzvahs. Why the whole vidui? And why is it even called vidui? In modern Hebrew, it's called vidu. Why vidui? And why does it all come down to samachti v'simachti? I was happy and I made somebody else happy. The pshat here is, the simple pshat, the pashat of pshat in the psukim are, that I've come into Eretz Yisrael, this is Rishon of the Parsha, Sheni in the Parsha. I've come to Eretz Yisrael, I've come to where we've arrived here. Question, am I taking my responsibility seriously or not? Am I making a tikkun for the chet of Gan Eden or not? It's a very simple question. And the best way to know is, would I take what Hashem gives me, am I doing the right thing? Meaning, if the fact that I'm willing to take the very first fruit, you know what, but in the next story, Cain and Hevel. So Hevel took Mereshis. He took from the beginning. He took Bikurim. Reshis Bechor. Zainai, Kayin, nice, but he didn't take from the Reshus. The Reshus means, I know what I'm doing in this world, I have a responsibility, the first one is to you. The first one is to you. When I give Meiser, when Hashem gives me money, let's say, or fruit, or whatever he's giving me, and I say, okay, Hashem gave me money, first thing I have to do, I have to give to the Levi, I have to give to the Ger, I have to give to a Yassam, I have to give to the orphans, and I have to give to the widows. What is he saying in essence? This is not the same as putting on tefillin. It's not the same as building a sukkah. What is he saying?
He's saying, I understand that that which you have given me is not mine. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I understand that my first obligation is to do for the world. You understand? So what we're talking about here is going back to Gan Eden. He goes to Yerushalayim, which I want to speak about in a minute. Why does he have to go to Yerushalayim? But he goes to Yerushalayim, and he says, what he's saying with this whole speech is, I admit that I am not here for me. Look, I wasn't created for myself. Hashem didn't create Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam, so I could take it and do for others. So the whole point of everything that I've come to Eretz Yisrael and I live with is that I can bring Bikurim to Hashem. The whole point is that I can give Meiser to the Ani. That's the sign. The fact that you're not holding for Zichalein is exactly the sign that I'm taking my responsibility seriously, and that's called Lashon HaMishnah Vidui. Why Vidui? So let me just show you something, a couple of important things here. The Medrash says, Medrash Rabban Breishis, what happened to Adam HaRishon's tshuva? Did a chet do tshuva? Kayin did a chet, did he do tshuva? So the Medrash says, Reb Chama b'shem Reb Chanina, the Medrash Rabba, Perchav Beis, Yud Gimel. Reb Chama b'shem Reb Chanina bar Reb Yitzchak Amar Yotza Sameach Paga by Adam Arishain. This is the Simcha. Paga by Adam Arishain. Adam Arishain met Kayin years later. I think the Mefarshim say 130 years later. 130 years after the Chet, he met Kayin. And that's when Shes was born. Amar Loi, and so he meets his son. 130 years, we're apart, right? Hugs him. Amar Loi, ma nasa bedincha. Whatever happened, how you doing? Whatever happened to your din? Nav nod. You know, you're a marked man. You're running around. Like, ma nasa bedincha. Nice. Like, picture this. Put this in your head. Adam Arishan meets Kain. Yeah. Amar Loi, so Kain says, asisi tshuva. I did tshuva v'nispasharti. And I'm good. I did tshuva, and I'm good. Hischil Adam Arishon mitapeach al panav. So Adam Arishon is mitapeach al panav, right? He gives himself a slap in the face. Amar, whoa, kachi koicha shel tshuva, ani loy hayisi yodea. Look what my son just taught me, right? Heishiv levavos al banav levanim al avos. Look what my son just taught me. He did tshuva, he's okay. What happened to my tshuva? I never did tshuva. Ani lo yisi yodea, miyad. So what does Adam HaRishon do? Omad Adam HaRishon v'omar mizmor shir liyoyim hashabos toiv lohoidois l'Hashem ulozamer l'shimcha elyon. So a medrash plia. Mizmor shir liyoyim hashabos, I'm going to sing a song about Shabbos. And this question we should be asking ourselves every Friday night. We say, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. We sing a song about Shabbos, and the Shir has nothing to do with Shabbos at all. Toiv lo'ydes l'Hashem, l'zame l'shim cha'olion, l'ha'agid b'boi k'chastecha, v'menoscha b'leilois, alei osar, alei novel, alei goyim b'chinar. You're not allowed to do those things on Shabbos. Like, why are we saying Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos? It has nothing to do with Shabbos. The key here is that what Adam HaRishon said, Rabbi said, this is pshat. Toiv lahoidois l'Hashem. Lahoidois means not thank you like toda. It means vidui. Toiv lahoidois l'Hashem. When I say to you, toda rabba, when I say in the morning, mode ani lifanecho, so what I'm saying is vidui. Vidui means that I'm admitting, I'm acknowledging, it's the same as this vidui. I'm acknowledging that I have accepted something, I've received something from you, and now I am obligated. Ani modelecha. Ani modelecha means I'm understanding what just took place,
I wake up in the morning, I get my neshama back, I understand what just took place over here. Hashem, you gave me life. Ani modelecha. I'm thanking you. Why is that called vidui? Vidui means when I pull myself out of the natural denial that I'm in. You know, like if you're familiar with, probably some of you are, if you're familiar with, let's say, a 12-step program. So what's the first step of the 12 steps? I'm an alcoholic, right? Vidui. Because until there's vidui, there's nothing. There's no process that can begin. I see it every day, by the way, both when people come to talk to me and when I look in the mirror. The most serious baya is denial. It's the most serious thing at all. Seifzich lishdan. Like if a person doesn't understand what's going on, there's no place to go. Let's hear something as painful as it might be. Everyone's skipping this step. So Adam Arishan skipped a step. So he says, Adam Arishan, 130 years old, says, whoa, what am I going to do? Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Shabbos is when we go back into Gan Eden. And the first thing he says, Tov L'Hodos Hashem. I must admit that I am a creation of Hashem. Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem U'L'Zamer L'Shimcha Elyon. And my whole life is for Him. This is the same vidui as vidui Bikurim. It's the same vidui as vidui Meiser. It's the same thing. It's just an acknowledgement of, I don't really have anything. You know what Rashi says? So it's such beautiful pshat. So machti v'simachti. There is nothing that's more. This is not thank you. This is ani modelecha. It's a whole different idea. When I realize, this is just such a thing to think about and to work on. When I realize that Hashem has given me a lot, that's one thing to realize. None of it is mine. It's all a gift from Hashem. If I could realize that, this is the most liberating, this is the most, the happiest moment in a person's life. There's nothing to worry about. Hashem's taking care of me. I'm an agent here. Now that I realize that everything, you can keep a lot, 90% you can keep. But what's happened, it's a high commission. If a Mashulach would take that, we would throw him in jail, right? 90% we're keeping for ourselves. But the pshat is that I'm taking responsibility for the Mossad called the world. So that's what Adam Arishan said. I never took this responsibility seriously. I received the responsibility when I ate from the Eitz Hadas. I can't, as I said last week or the beginning of the week, I can't go ahead and just grab now Nash from the Eitz HaChaim and be mevatel it like the antidote to poison. You know, just that's not going to work. What I have to do now is Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba v'simcha ma'usha. I got to work to do this. La'avdo l'shamer has a whole different mashmaut than it had before, what's called in Kabbalistic language, Isarusa de Lasato, instead of Isarusa de Il, but I must take that achrayas. If I don't take the achrayas, all very simple. If I don't take the achrayas, so then that's called chet. If I do take the achrayas, it's called mitzvah, meaning nasati lager, la yosim, la umana, I'm taking, that's a great example. If I didn't take the achrayas, and now I want to retake the achrayas, that's called tshuva. So tshuva is the accepting on ourselves of the responsibility of what we're doing here in this world. Something that I'm obsessed with this. We have to think about this all day long, not once in a while, not Elul. All day long, what am I doing here? Isn't it the first words of the Mesillas Yesharim, right? The main thing that a person has to think about is machayvasei b'alamei. Yisamei has to be 100% clear, machayvasei b'alamei. You know, I think Rabbi Shmuel Salanter said it was very difficult for him to get past the first line of that book. it's a pretty strong line. A person's chayav adablis, ames. You have to be obsessed with this. This is like the only thing. What is it exactly? What is machayvasa bilavavni? What's your job? What's your responsibility? So it's all about the chet, but the eating the eitz hadas, the nachash talked you into it. You did it. What was the first thing that Adam Arishan did after he ate the Eitz Hadas? Vayischabe b'toy chagan. He was hiding. I wasn't hiding. Were you hiding? And what's the second thing he did? Denied. Why'd you eat from the Eitz Hadas? Was he hiding? Was it stupid, right? What's the second thing he did? Denied. Oh, my wife made me do it. Oh, the snake made me do it. What's wrong with it anyway? Like, you know, it's all not accepting the achrayus that you took on when you ate from the Eitz Hadas. A very simple thing. You didn't take from the Eitz Hadas. And it wasn't until he met Cain, his son, that he took the achrayus and he said, Mizmor shir li'oy ma Shabbos. Okay, now I understand Gan Eden. Shabbos is Gan Eden. And toiv lo'oy dois Hashem, I need to say vidui. His das was like he was like a Christian. He sinned, and he's suffering from the sin. Yeah, whatever you want to call it, sin, din. It wasn't, you know. This is not about saying you're sorry. It's not about saying vidui. It's not, if you look, if you're careful with the lashon of the Rambam talks in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis. The Rambam speaks about tshuva. How do you do tshuva? So he gives a whole process. You have charata, mischarata, masha asa. You have to vigmar belibo ishlei asa oid. You have to have charata on the past. You have to have kabbalah on the future. But then he says, v'oimar besfasav kol advar masher gomar belibo. The main thing is to say it, meaning it has to be prepared, really. The main thing of vidui, the main thing of tshuva is, in fact, the only mitzvah of tshuva, according to the Rambam, is to say vidui. It can't be vidui pad. That's one of the alchets. It can't be an empty vidui. But a vidui of I have to first recalculate who I am, why I'm here, what I'm here, and then you can say, alchetchechatasi lefanecha be ployni. So what we have here is the samachti v'simachti. It's my pleasure to serve. I'm happy to take the achrayus upon myself. I'm a person, and I'm happy to make other people happy because that's what I'm for. So that's the whole vidui of bikurim. It's half of a fella. Yeah. It's extremely symbolic, and that's what I want to show you. It says that we went from pre-Eitz Hagan to pre-Bikurim, pre-Meiser. And so many more connections. Pru or vu. You don't do this. But the pre was the pre of Gan Eden. It's the Zayar is Mefurish in Parshas Kisavai, that the pre that you're bringing is connected the pre of the Eitz Hadas. I'm giving it back. I'm not giving it back. I'm showing you how I'm using it. I'm showing you how I'm using this newfound achrayus. What do you say?
On this medrash, the Sefer Shalom says that Shabbos is supposed to be
You're saying that in the Sefer Shalom, says it? Okay. Boishas is tshuva. Let me show you something. It's again, all my tangents come together to a point. I just want to tell you this, but they are tangents. But I was actually fascinated by this. In Boishas, where are we here? Vayishalchehu Hashem Elikim mi Gan Eden. Hashem sent Adam and Chava out of Gan Eden. Lavoid es ha'adama asher lukach misham. We spoke about this very briefly. Lavoid es ha'adama, I sent you out of Gan Eden. Okay, we all know that part of the story. Lavoid es ha'adama asher lukach misham. To work the land which he was taken from. It's like a side point, no? The main thing was he was cursed. Now you're going to have to work the land.
Is there really a metaphor of saying work on yourself? Get down to your roots?
Whatever you want.
Came from it. Is he working on himself? Listen to the Kli Yakar. Asher lukach misham. Says the Medrash, the Kli Yakar brings the Medrash. Adam Arishin nisyashev bahar ha-moiria. Amakim asher lukach misham, where is from the, you work the land, it's such a deep thing when you think about it. You work the land which you were created from. You were created from Afar. Now you're going to have to work that Afar. Where were you created? In Yerushalayim on the Har HaBayis. That's where the world came. Evan Ashasiyah, we spoke about it on Sunday. That's where the world comes from. Asher Lakach Misham, says the Kli Yakar. Mimakam Shenemar Boy, Mizbach Adoma Tasali. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bra'ay Mimakam Kaparasai. Hashem created Adam from the place of where his eventual kapara would be. We were born in Yerushalayim. Balavai, v'tei loy l'kapara. V'hu hara mariya asher shlochei shem Hashem. Now, according to my geography, that's about 1,000 miles. He was sent out. Now, here's the Gan Eden was Mesopotamia, I don't know, you know, way up north. All right, me and Dr. Bradley, we argue about this. Where was Gan Eden? I think way up northern Iraq. Where all the rivers come together, Mesopotamia, right? Where the rivers come together, and now go to Yerushalayim. This is a big thing. I mean, it's they can't get missiles so far. But who are Maria Shershlocha Hashem Hashem Lavid is Hadama V'Liv Nais Yimena Mizbeach Hadama V'Yakriv Olav Korban L'Chaper Olav V'Yan Ki Lukach Me'Oisa Hadama. Since he was made from that, there was some dirt on the Har HaBayis and the Evan HaShasiyah, and that's where man was created. And then, you know, the Chumash says that Hashem took man, he created him in Yerushalayim, that was the Malkam Asher Lukach Misham, and then he took the man, Vayani Cheyu, B'Gan Eden, and he put him in Gan Eden. So really, we're all Yerushalmim, like B'Makar. That's where we're not born in Gan Eden, we went to Gan Eden, which is interesting. I don't know what you need Gan Eden for, but that's what I want to get to in 5 minutes. Ki Adama nasna b'choymer av v'gas. Okay, he goes on to what Adama was. This by the way, just a whole new meaning to Adama Rishon going to back to the Har HaMoriah. This gives a whole new meaning to the Akedah. It gives a whole new, which happened Har HaMoriah, it gives a whole new meaning to Yaakov Avinu's dream, because Yaakov Avinu, with the whole story with the ladder, is Har HaMoriah, and it gives a whole new meaning to the Beis HaMikdash. We were taken out of Gan Eden, the Beis HaMikdash. What's the difference between Gan Eden and the Beis HaMikdash? The difference is this, that the Gan Eden, the original idea was, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of everything. Once we ate from the Eitz Hadas, so now we took responsibility, take responsibility, so now you go to the place where you were, it's not even a punishment so much, is leave the Gan Eden, the incubator where everything is being taken care of for you, and now go to the place, Asher Lukach Misham, and now you build it. Instead of me building it, you build the world. So we build the Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov Avinu dreams about the ladder. Avraham Avinu brings the Akedah. Yitzchak is nekad al yakedah, v'chulu, 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 the Nevi'im, Yishayo, Yirmiyo, the Makam HaMikdash, and we're davening for the Makam HaMikdash. What are we davening for with the Makam HaMikdash? What we're davening is that this is our achrayis to build, to bring the Shechina into this world. This happens in Yerushalayim. So we have two mekoymos here, which are very, very important. You have the Makam of Yerushalayim, Makam of Har HaBayis, and then you have the Makam of Gan Eden. When Mashiach comes, we're going back to Gan Eden, we're going back to Yerushalayim. Going to Yerushalayim. Forget about Gan Eden. Gan Eden in Shammai, maybe, wherever that came from. But we're not moving back to Iraq. No, it's not happening. So we're going to move to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. We're all going to live in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to live here b'shalom and b'simcha. If we did a tikkun for the chet, so why Yerushalayim? Because we're not trying to undo the chet. We're trying to work according to the Eitz Hadas, which means that we took Achrayis, now do the Achrayis. Where are you going to do the Achrayis? Very simple. In Yerushalayim, here HaKadosh, El HaMokim, Asher Lukach Misham. So says the Kli Yakar. It just changes the whole Torah.
It just changes the whole Torah. The Pshat in Yerushalayim, the Mokam Asher Bochar Hashem Boy, the place that David HaMelech was looking for throughout Tanakh, so elusive and so difficult to find, and that we're battling for until today, is the Evan Ashasiya. From there, the whole world came out. When you talk about, when you're celebrating Yom Yerushalayim, you're celebrating the creation of the world. Yerushalayim. It's not about the U.S. Embassy. It's about the Har Habayis being there. But so that's one point. Point two, even stronger, Ladati, is the Ramban talks about the location of Gan Eden. So I pointed out, you're talking about, you know, a 1,000-mile journey from Gan Eden to Hara Moriah. So, okay, no, maybe Hashem gave him a magic carpet, a fast horse, a helicopter. I don't know how he got there, but it seems like he was there the next day, right? I mean, so immediately he went out of, and Gan Eden's closed. Closed, out of business. Gan Eden's closed. Says the Ramban, this is in, I don't know if it's familiar to people, Paragimel Pasuk Chaf Beis, V'da v'hamein, you should know and you should believe, ki Gan Eden ba'aretz. Get it out of your head, this idea that Gan Eden's in northern Iraq. Gan Eden's in Eretz Yisrael. U'bo yetz ha'chayim, u'bo yetz ha'das, u'misham yetz ha'nahar, v'yipari l'ar barashim, all those rivers that they're talking about in the Chumash, the Tigris, the Euphrates, it's all in Yerushalayim. Ki prosper tzeinu b'gvulenu. With the Euphrates that the Torah is talking about, it's in Eretz Yisrael. Pishon, listen to this, hu nilus Mitzrayim. The Pishon, that's the Nile. Nothing to do with the north, has to do with the south. Unbelievable. Hakol b'divrei Rishonim, it's a davar pashut. He's mayrich on this. We'll go through it. It's a beautiful Ramban, but the point is that the way he explains it, Gan Eden was an area of space. First of all, it wasn't, you know, when we imagine Gan Eden, we're thinking about, like your backyard back in America. Costa Rica, yeah. Everybody thinks about something else about it. I got you thinking Costa Rica. Yeah. You're thinking about the botanical gardens. It had to, first of all, every animal lived there. Every tree grew there. So we're talking about, according to the Ramban is in 3-4 places, by the way. You're talking about an area which is Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh is Gan Eden. It goes all the way down to the Nile, the northern Nile, which is, remember where Goshen was, on the northern Nile, goes up through the Yarden, the Dead Sea, Stone, and goes all the way up to parallel with Yerushalayim, which is over on the east. That's the area the Ramban describes as Eden. In the Eden, there's a Gan. Do you understand what I mean? Avram says to Lot, where do you want to live? He says, I want to live in Stone. Why do you want to live in Stone? You know, like Las Vegas. Like, why do you want Stone? No, it's Kegan Hashem. It's Eretz Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? Why do we go to Mitzrayim? The Nilus was there. This was on the border of Gan Eden. Understand the whole Eretz Yisrael here. This is mind-boggling. The whole Eretz Yisrael, meaning this whole part of Eretz Yisrael. I think, does it include Beit Shemesh? I'm not sure. It's all Gan Eden. The what does Yeshayahu say? How you meet Barak Eden? It's the pasuk. What's the pasuk? How you meet Barak Eden? Mitzvasa, maybe I wrote it. Mitzvasa Kigan Hashem. No, he says that the Midbar,
of Eretz Yisrael, which is the area of Sodom, which at one time when Lot lived there and Avraham Avinu lived there was the most fertile place in Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshayahu prophesies V'haya midbara ke'eden, that midbar will once again become Eden. Not Gan Eden, but Eden. Gan be'eden. Again, the going to Eretz Yisrael, the Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, going to Eretz Yisrael, the us coming to Eretz Yisrael, it's all about the Bikurim, the Vidui Maestris, Ki Savaya La'aretz. It's not a, you know, Aliyah. It's what's happening here is a tikkun of the chait of Adam Harishon, meaning you took responsibility. Look what's going to, let me just summarize the whole thing. You took responsibility when you ate from the Eitz Hadas. Now I'm going to send you out of the Gan Be'eden, and I'm going to send you to Har HaMoriah LaMakom Asher Lukach Misham, build a Beis HaMikdash. In other words, what happened here is that go make Aliyah. Or according to the Ramban, go to Yerushalayim. And when we go, Kisavay Al Aretz, we all have to come to Yerushalayim from the Shomron, from the Negev, from the north, from the south. What we're doing is, Kisavay Al Aretz, we're going Al Amakayim Asher Lukach Misham. We're going to Yerushalayim, and three times a year you have to go to Yerushalayim, you have to be Oyel Regel to Yerushalayim. We're going to recalculate, re-understand what our mission is, how we got to Eretz Yisrael to begin with, why is Eretz Yisrael the Ya'ad, and what we're supposed to do here, Kisavei Laretz, and what are we supposed to do here? First thing is Vidui. And when we say, and I just want to end this with one last Rashi. When we give Vidui Maisa, this week's parsha, I just want you to pay attention to this. We say, I've done it. Look what's going on here. I've done it. We were thrown out of Gan Eden. We came to Yerushalayim. Alamakom Asher Lukach Misham. We built the Beis HaMikdash. I planted a farm in the Shomron. I've brought fruit. I bring the fruit to the Kohen. I'm coming back to Yerushalayim. I've come full circle. I was Mechaper. I'm saying Vidui Maestris, which is the Iker of Tshuva. I'm saying Vidui on the Meiser. I'm giving a speech about how I understand now. It's like the Pledge of Allegiance. I understand now, this is what he's saying, why I came to Israel, why do I have a farm, why do I have fruit, why do I have money, why am I doing all these, why do I have all these things? And now I could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to this lashon, Hashkifa mimoin kotshecha. Now you look, Chazal say, every Hashkifa in the Torah is bad except for this one. Ayashkef al pnei stoim. It might be bad except for this one, but it's no accident. Because the whole Hashkifa was, Yisroim was also Gan Eden. The Lord said, Kegan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. Let me, Vayashkef Hashem, Alpnei Stoim. Let's see what they're doing in Stoim. What are they doing with Gan Eden? Are they taking their responsibility seriously, or are they not taking their responsibility seriously? The answer is they're not. Out of Gan Eden. Out of Gan Eden. Avraham Avinu was Moiser Nefesh, that light should live in Gan Eden, because from Lloyd came Mashiach, right? That's the way that worked. But this is what I want to read to you before we go home. Hashkifa mimoin kachacha asinu mashe gazarta aleinu. Hashem, this is the vidui. I've done everything that you've asked me to do. Asei ata mashe alecha lasos. Now you do what you're supposed to do. Gevald. This is the vidui. I'm taking my responsibility seriously. Now you take your responsibility seriously. I know Rashi says pshat. Asinu masha gazarta aleinu, asei ata masha lecha lasais. Now you do what you're supposed to do. What's he supposed to do? There's supposed to be shechina in the world. There's supposed to be happiness in the world. There's supposed to be peace in the world. The world is broken. The world is supposed to be fixed. I've done what I'm supposed to do. I went to the Malkim. This is a Kiyum, full circle. We go from Bracious to Kisavai, which we always read before Rosh Hashanah, and we go to the Brachos, Imbuchu Koisai Telechu. That's where Rashi brings the Pasuk. Shamarta, you said, Imbuchu Koisai Telechu V'nasati Kishmechem Be'itam. The world is going to work. We did it. We came. Now you do yours. So the whole thing of Tshuva is to retake the responsibility, which you see more than ever in this parsha of Kisavai,
I'm taking on the responsibility, and now I could turn on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can turn around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever we do tshuva. And we can say, I've done mine, now you do yours. Asisi ma'kol ma'asha gazarta, I know, I took responsibility, now the ultimate responsibility is yours. Take care of things. Once I decide, by the way, that enoid milvadoi, once I decide that it's not my money, it's not my house, it's not my health, it's not my anything, not my kids. Not only it's liberating, but I've put myself in the right position. Now I'm not only liberated, but I'm able to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, okay, I've done mine, you do yours. And that's basically our tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, of being Mamlech Malachim. Do yours. That's what it's all about. Going back into Gan Eden, but Gan Eden, according to Ramban, is Yerushalayim. Build the base of Mikdash. The Gan Eden that we built, not the Gan Eden that he built, which is the Makom HaMikdash. You build the base of Mikdash. That's the new Gan Eden. The new Gan Eden, and the Ramban, by the way, is Marach on the rivers that come out of Yerushalayim and the overflowing Mizbeach, that, you know, there's water that comes under there, and the Gichon, he's Marach on it. The whole thing is Gan Eden, but it's a different Gan Eden than the Gan Eden. He sent him out to Har Moriah. This is a Gan Eden that we built, and that's a Gan Eden that he built. So you take responsibility. We have the Gula, and the Gula comes with Yerushalayim. That's how the whole thing fits together. Return. Emes.
So let's forget why we had to go leave the Har Moriah and go to Gan Eden if it was in Mesopotamia.
The Gan Eden was the Isarusa de la Ela, and Yerushalayim is Isarusa de la Zata.
So that's what we had to do the work.
You took Achrayis, you ate from the Eitz Hadas, you took Achrayis, now do it. When I kisavei alars, where do you do it? You do it in Eretz Yisrael. Bring the fruit. And Asisi kechol asher tzivisani. Where is this tzivui? In Bracious. The Achrayis can only be understood by understanding that I'm not here to accumulate, I'm here to give. And that's what the whole Parshas Kisav is about. Bikurim, vidui, klala, and bracha. You took Achrayis. It's not for you. It's not for you. Mikol Eitz Hagan Teichel. If you wanted to do that way, you could have done that way. But that's, you know, you took Achrayis. Yisak Elohim. As Lashon did. You took Achrayis. So you took Achrayis, took Achrayis. I'm talking here because I don't know how to shut this off.
So the Dor HaMikvah that was let's come to Israel because they didn't want to